questions about a planned resort in Indonesia. Half of the funding is expected to come from loans from the Chinese government, and it will feature a Trump-branded golf course and hotels. White House Deputy Press Secretary Raj Shah was asked about it yesterday by Noah Bierman of the LA Times.
I'll have to refer you to the Trump Organization.
No, but I mean, the Trump Organization can't speak on behalf of the president as the president, the head of the federal government, the one who's responsible, who needs to assure the American people
that they don't have that responsibility. But you're asking about a private organization's dealings that may have to do with a foreign government. That's not something that I can speak to.
The reporting on the resort from Agence France-Presse came this week as the president tweeted too many jobs in China were being lost, an about-face from past comments, and as both countries tussle over trade. Let's bring in Noah Bierman of the Los Angeles Times. You heard him ask the question. And Noah, what were you getting at with it? Reassure the American people about what?
Well, there were a lot of questions raised by this report, including, you know, some ethics experts said it had some questions about the constitutional emoluments clause being raised, which the Constitution basically says that the president can't profit from foreign governments through his role as the president. And there's an argument to be made, at least, that this could compromise that.
Well, and you mentioned ethicists. There's Richard Painter, who was an ethics lawyer for former President George W. Bush, said the project was problematic. I would have advised him to sell the hotel and other holdings. But didn't the president pledge that he would not have any new business dealings with Trump Company? This deal, as we understand it, started in 2015.
Yeah, that's correct. And I mean, that this story speaks to some of the big questions in the president's own declaration, which he made before taking office, about how he would interpret his own ethics standards. But as we can see from this project, what is the definition of a new project? And you know, when something is financed, does that make it new if the financing is crucial to getting it off the ground? In this case, they might argue that it's not new, but some of the same issues end up being raised. So maybe that safeguard isn't quite safe enough.
Well, and you talk about the financing. The Chinese government is said to be about to invest $500 million in this MNC Lido City, which is what this lifestyle resort is being called. And this does come in the same week where the president puzzled so many by saying that he was going to help ZTE, the Chinese company. He was going to save jobs there. This is a company that his administration had imposed penalties on for violating sanctions.
That's right. There was a $1.2 billion fine for violating sanctions on Iran and North Korea. And it was also, ZTE is at least in part, a government-owned company. So it's very close to the government, as are a lot of major companies in China. And beyond the sanctions issue, a lot of people had questions. The president was tweeting about Chinese jobs, which is really startling given how much he's tweeted that the Chinese are responsible for taking American jobs. And that's the basis in a lot of ways of the America First policy that the president has run on and governed on as president.
Look, we mentioned the ZTE story. It's certainly raising eyebrows that President Trump, you know, talked about saving Chinese jobs, and then news comes out that China is investing $500 million into a project that includes, you know, Trump-branded buildings and golf courses. But is there a direct line?
You know, we don't know, and this may just be a coincidence, but it does underline the problems that the president has, where he has a business that depends heavily on the Trump brand. It continues to be owned by the Trump family. You know, he still is profiting from this business, even if he isn't directly controlling it day to day.
Well, it's interesting because the company, the Trump Organization, is controlled by the president's sons, while President Trump still owns the company. But according to Agence France-Presse, the head of the Indonesian company involved, MNC, traveled to Washington in January 2017 and New York to have a design review with President Trump and to go to the inauguration. So the president can't say he's hands off on this project.
Yeah, I mean, that's a very difficult issue for the White House, and it's something that they've been reluctant to respond to. As you heard at the beginning of the segment, they referred all questions to the Trump Organization. And while the Trump Organization can speak about their business practices, they can't speak on behalf of the president in his role as president, who's, you know, has a different responsibility. And that's been one of the frustrating things to a lot of questions that have come up about Trump Organization practices and businesses.
Noah Bierman, White House reporter for the LA Times, will link you to the reporting in Agence France-Presse at herenow.org. Noah, thank you.
Thanks very much for having me. Good talking to you, Robin.